Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Lenhassert. Here's what's happening. A pregnant woman was shot and killed in North Philadelphia Friday night. Her unborn baby did not survive. The woman's boyfriend was also shot. He drove them to the hospital and is now in critical condition. KYW's Antoinette Lee has the update.
Doctors tried to rescue the baby through an emergency C-section, but neither the woman nor her child survived. Officials say both victims had gunshots to the chest and that the shooting happened near North 9th and West York Streets around 6 p.m.
That's just over a mile away from where 19-year-old Yanaya Foster was shot and killed earlier this week. Philadelphia police are calling their recent initiative a community success after recovering more than $1 million worth of guns and drugs from off the streets. The police department, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the Drug Enforcement Agency teamed up with the city's diversion program for the three-day anti-crime initiative. It began on February 12th in the city's East Division, focusing on areas impacted by a spike in crime and gun violence. Commissioner Danielle Outlaw is giving credit not only to the cross-agency partnership, but directly to the communities that spoke up.
With the input of the community, the magnitude of what this is amazing.
Police say 20 illegal firearms were confiscated and nearly 300 arrests were made during the three-day initiative. A Gloucester County artist is being called upon by the New Jersey State Police for a special project. KYW's South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden has the story.
Joe Getzinger wears a lot of hats these days. Woodbury Heights councilman, security director at Rowan College of South Jersey, retired from the state police, but his passion has always been art for almost 50 years. That passion led to him creating several prints for the state police over the years. None more important, though, than those he's working on now to honor their 100th anniversary next year.
Getzinger is working on two prints in total. One's already done, and the other is about 20% complete. He hopes to be finished by June, well in advance of the anniversary event. A 28-year-old Norristown man already accused of selling a lethal dose of heroin in Upper Marion is now facing charges in a deadly hit-and-run. The Montgomery County DA's office says Marquise Gaines was driving the Infiniti sedan that crashed into Timothy Manning Jr. of Hatfield on August 30, 2019, at Airy and Violet Streets in Norristown. Manning's dirt bike had no lights. Police say when a car pulled out in front of him, Manning hit the brakes and laid the dirt bike on its side, but it hit the front bumper of the car. Investigators say DNA from the car matches Gaines, and they say location services on Gaines' phone and the car's infotainment system match up on the night of the deadly crash. Police also accuse Gaines of selling fentanyl-laced heroin that caused the death of Danielle Marinari in Upper Marion in December 2018. Well, just in time for spring around the corner, Philadelphia's Indigo electric bikes are returning to city streets. KYW's Kim Glovis has the details.
The Indigo e-bikes have already started appearing on city streets after being pulled in January. This year, about 200 to 250 e-bikes will be available throughout the city on any given day. Aaron Ritz, the city's transportation programs manager, says the bikes were very popular, too popular last year. 10% of the fleet was not returned.
Ritz adds changes to credit card rules mean riders can no longer use generic gift cards. The city hopes to expand the area for e-bikes as currently they can be accessed from Diamond Street to the Navy Yard and from the Delaware River west to 48th Street. That's the All Local. I'm Atlin Hassard. Listen live at any time on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.